Obscura is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com. to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Listener, I was checking the feed and I realized, man, it's been 7 months since I've last released a Black Label to the free feed. I like to do that on occasion because it's a good way to promote the Patreon. So, you are going to get free Black Label. If you like what you hear and you want more intense coverage, head to patreon.com/obscurecrimepodcast. Every month I'm releasing these kinds of episodes. So if you're into the hard stuff, again, patreon.com/obscurecrimepodcast. Listener, today's episode is about a loser. Keen-eared listeners will recognize that I've touched on this person before. In the early days of Black Label, I had something called Black Label Quick Cuts. They were these sort of rapid-fire Black Labels that were about 5 to 7 minutes each. This event that I'm covering today happened when Black Label was really kicking off and I was still figuring out what Black Label was about. Now, because of that, the original version of this episode was only about 6 minutes, I think. There wasn't a lot of information out there at the time. Much of it wasn't posted to the internet or archived. You couldn't dig for anything. It's always been in the back of my head to go through and expand it into a full Black Label episode. Well, today, I ended up going down the rabbit hole. Where I found myself was this strange place of melancholy by the time I was done. Now, I want you to stick with me here because the person I'm covering is equal parts detestable and someone that I've grown to feel a great deal of empathy for. Now, who is this person? You might be asking. That is Shuaib Aslam. Now, his online nickname was Shuaibi, or Shuaibi, depending on how you pronounce it. I'm going to go with Shuaibi. And his other nickname was Deadbot. Now, Deadbot, or Shuaib, was born on February 20th, 2000. He was born in Stockton, California. He struggled with depression his entire life. It started when he was younger, and he was eventually diagnosed as socially autistic. This is something that would grow to be a core part of his identity. He self-identified as an incel, and in his teenage years, he soon found himself on boards like the 4chan message board R9K. Now, you may ask yourself, what is R9K? I can't just assume that everyone knows what that is. And basically, it's a 4chan message board where a lot of people post personal anecdotes. And what happened over time, due to the type of people that regularly post to 4chan and the type of people that regularly aggregate towards R9K, it also became a heavy incel board with most of the people there posting personal stories about themselves related to loneliness or not being able to find women. In Shuaib, or Deadbot, he was no exception. He posted many stories there about his personal life, his struggles with his mother, his inability to find employment, his lack of desire to really get out there and do anything in life. He felt aimless, and he eventually ended up on the R9K Discord, where he would have a lot of discussions about his personal life and his increasingly dark thoughts. But before we get into the dark thoughts, let's focus a bit on his depression. Here's a post that he made to Discord, talking someone else out of the idea of suicide. He had this to say: "It's because you know deep down that's not the answer to your problems. I know this too, yet I still want to die. We're not meant to be happy, but maybe we can manage with just being neutral." On Reddit, he made a post to Our Old School Cool. The post is titled, "My Grandpa Realizing the Mistake He's Made, 1988. In the messages, somebody left a comment. Now, it's worth noting the picture is of his grandpa seated. He's surrounded by three women. The person in the comments said, "Are they his daughters or his wives?" Now, Shuaibi said, "They are his daughters. The one on the right is his mother." Now, his mother was a frequent source of his pain. He felt that he could really never live up to his expectations. He had, of course, his incel thoughts, his growing dark thoughts, his depression, and he had a bit of Peter Pan syndrome. He didn't really want to grow up. And once we get to the end of this story, he'll be 18 years old, which is pretty significant. Now, let's get to the dark thoughts portion of this episode. Deadbot, or Shuaib, or Shuaibi, whatever you want to call him. As the days went on and the years passed by, like a lot of people that were interested in the things that he's interested in, yeah, his thoughts got darker and darker and darker, to the point that I would say he had grown dangerous. Here is a post he made online. He described this as a dream. Quote, I want to make this very clear. This isn't me saying this. This is something he wrote online. "As usual, first period passed by very quickly due to me sleeping half the time. I always have my routine. At school, my routine is to go to the restroom at the end of every class period and at lunchtime so I can look in the mirror and gaze at my flaws. I pretty much go there to assess myself and to feel comfortable walking around school without being too self-conscious. I hear the class bell and I take off. I'm always the first one out the door. I make my way through the crowded hallways with small doorways. After 2 minutes, I make it to the class, except I don't go into class just yet. I pass the classroom door and head to the restroom. I open the door to the restroom and I see that there is something different today. There is a large wooden box lying on the floor. It is on the left side of the two-stalled restroom. I squeeze through the opening in the middle of the two stalls, passing the sink on the right and the wooden box on the left. I enter the stall on the right. As I am urinating, I look up to the ceiling. There I can see the air vent caked with dust. I can hear the low hum of the air flowing through. I finish up with my business and exit the stall. I wash my hands and dry them. I'm about to open the door to the restroom, but my curiosity gets the best of me. I turn around to face the wooden box. I squat down and open it. I stare down at its contents in pure excitement. In the wooden box are three guns, one rifle, one shotgun, and one handgun. I quickly stuff the handgun into my oversized jacket pocket. I put the shotgun in the space between my bag and my back for quick access. I pick up the very heavy rifle. I smile the biggest smile I have and ever will smile. My wildest fantasy has finally become true. I stand up and I kick the bathroom door open. I slowly walk over to my second period classroom door. The bell rings as if on cue. I swing the door open and step into the classroom. Sorry, I'm late. Everyone's eyes are on me. My hands start trembling with anticipation. I see the teacher quickly roll her wheelchair to the phone. I raise the rifle up and aim at her. I pull the trigger. Her body goes slack in the chair. All I can hear is a ringing in my ears as I see the 15-something students starting to panic. I take a look at the teacher. Still breathing, eh? I shoot her again. This time, going for the kill. The phone is splattered with blood. I smile a nice wide smile. A smile that none of the students have ever seen of me. Everyone, put your hands on your head. Shouting the command, I finally feel powerful. Something I have never felt in my 17 years of being alive. They all obey. Some of the girls are crying. I shoot the crying ones first. They're so fucking annoying. I tell a student, let's call him Joe, to get the teacher's laptop and bring it to me. I look at the grade list. I have the worst grade. I start killing students from the lowest grade to the highest grade till I'm at the person with the highest grade. It's Joe. What college do you want to go to? Joe. Stanford, he says, his voice quivering. Fucking pathetic. I put the rifle on the desk in front of me and pull the shotgun out from behind me. I have a special surprise for Joe. Instead of being mowed down by the rifle like the rest of the kids, I'd kill him with the shotgun. One shot to the head should do it. Bang. I'll never be as intelligent as Joe, but I know for the rest of my probably short life that you don't need to be intelligent to be satisfied with a job well done. The pleasure I felt doing that can't be described in words. That's where my dream ended. I wanted to go on. There were more people I hate at that school. There is no escape. Deadbod was a self-described weeb and a neet. If you don't know what a neet is, it's not an education, employment, or training. Basically, he was a shut-in with no prospects. He also was a self-admitted lolicon. If you don't know what a lolicon is, it's someone that gets off to the idea of animated little girls. It's pretty much pedophile adjacent. So clearly, this guy had a lot of stuff going on inside. And that little message there I read to you earlier, that wasn't his first time posting fantasies about shooting up his school. And here's the thing, listener. He had the guns to do it. By now, listener, you probably feel a little disgusted with Shuaib Aslam. But here's where things take a bit of a turn. It's clear that he realized inside that he was becoming an increasingly fucked up individual. Whatever was going on in his brain, his resentment towards his mother, his schoolmates, his increasing depression, it was eating him from the inside. He was becoming a danger to himself and those around him. And ultimately, he made a decision that some might argue was the right decision. I'm not going to make that argument. I'm going to leave that up to you, listener. But he made the decision to kill himself. So when he finally made that call, he put a blue tarp in the back of his room so he can make it less messy of a cleanup for his parents. He then wrote a note telling his mother that there was going to be a mess, to not come in or let his siblings in either. He then hopped on a live stream on YouTube with his R9K buddies. What you're going to hear in this live stream is one of his friends crying and trying to talk him out of it, and Shuaib ultimately going through with it. He's dressed in a black beanie. An anime cat bandana covers his face, and he takes a shotgun and he blows his head into pieces, just completely decimates it, blood splattering the blue tarp. And then eventually his mother comes into the room. Once she finds him there, she calls 911. And if you listen real close, you can hear her tell the operator that there's, quote, meat everywhere. I'm going to play this audio a bit chopped up for brevity, so you're not waiting long gaps of space with nothing to hear. This is not for the faint of heart, but I ask that even if you decide not to listen to this, maybe skip through it because there's more to cover after the fact. In the old episode, which was just the quick cuts, I mean, it was literally just the event. I described the scene, what happened, that was that. No real backstory, no after story, nothing. So stick around for that after story. All right, I'm going to play the audio now.
Oh, the string's not working, so...
Oh, wait, really?
No. I mean, he stringed for a couple of seconds and then he stopped.
My computer died and I only just came back. I don't know what's going on. Right.
Yeah.
Well, sad about starting to get the stream to start. All right, guys. And he did get it started for like 20 seconds and then it stopped.
Listener, have you heard of Mood.com? They sell federally legal weed gummies. Everything you'd expect from a dispensary and shipping it right to your door. Zero pants required. I'm serious. You can now get high-quality, 100% federally legal cannabis products delivered right to your door without ever leaving your couch. And you can get $30 off your first order at mood.com/obscura and enter code Obscura. Mood partners with small American farms to bring you amazing high-potency THC gummies, home-baked cookies, top-shelf flower, vapes, and more, all third-party lab-tested and backed by a 100-day guarantee. No dispensary lines, just clean, quality, 100% federally legal THC from their farms to your couch. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as I mentioned, listeners get $30 off their first order with code Obscura. So, head to mood.com/obscura, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code Obscura when you check out to save $30 on your first order. Did you know that your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? I recently took a True Age test from True Diagnostic and discovered my biological age, and the results completely changed the way I think about my health. Biological age is a powerful indicator of how fast you're aging internally, which directly predicts your risk for serious diseases. Here's why that matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer or heart disease can jump by as much as 30 to 50%. That's a big deal, and it's completely avoidable. The good news is, nearly 90% of biological aging is in your hands. Yes, it's driven by things like your lifestyle, your habits, and the environment you're in, which means you have a lot of control over it. I tried out True Diagnostic myself and made some changes in my life. I'm a recent father, and so I want to live as long as possible. The True Age test didn't just give me a number. It showed how quickly my heart, brain, liver, and immune system are aging. It was eye-opening. The test itself was super easy and convenient. I did it from home. No doctor visit or big needles. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send off that tiny sample in a prepaid package. And in about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll get a detailed online report about your aging and your health. Fast and hassle-free. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code Obscura to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use promo code Obscura at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
So, holy shit!
Wait, what? The stream didn't load?
It was loading.
I'm recording. Wait, what? Holy
comes in the room.
I can't go back in the stream. Oh, he made another stream, okay? I was on the old, it was called It's Time. Oh, shit, he linked it? Oh, the fucking chat. God damn it.
I have witnessed the murder.
Oh my god.
Stay on the line with me.
still here.
Okay, reassure everybody that help is on the way, okay?
I don't know what he wrote by Rack, R-A-K. What is this? Oh my god, this three-footed. I don't know. I haven't touched anything. Smell smoke in here. Oh, it's here. It's right here. Oh, I guess this is what it do. Can't believe it. Oh my god! It's some kind of rifle. Oh, sorry. Oh my god! I don't have no pants. I just have my baby, 6-year-old baby.
And I'll stay on the line.
Oh god.
Very closely and look for any changes.
Oh god.
Oh god.
There's no changes. There's like meat everywhere. I don't understand how the gun gets so far.
But they're like with him, okay?
But why is there a hole in the window?
Okay, and so you don't know where the gun is?
It's right here.
You have the gun now? Where is it at exactly in the house?
It's on the floor. Oh my god.
Okay, stay on the line with me. I'm just updating the paramedics.
After the video went around, it began to make waves in dark corners of the internet. Then, of course, R9K, his stomping ground. One of his friends made this post to 4chan, and I wanted to read it to you. It has this to say, "I want to clear up some rumors about Shuaibi's suicide. I was his friend. Here is some backstory. Become friends with an Anon from here a month ago. Genuinely awesome guy to talk to. Loved him so much. Had lots of fun staying up late discussing weeb things and whatnot. Group of friends constantly trying to help him through whatever he was going through. Goes through something with his mother. We try to convince him that his parents care for him, that he should trust them. It seems like he is doing okay for the most part. One day, it really starts to bother him. Sets up live stream and sends it to us. He does his thing, despite us trying to get him not to do it. Fast forward several hours, people find the stream, spread it all over the internet with a matter of hours. People start making up many rumors about him. We have lost a friend, a brother. Rest in peace, Shuaibi. You will always be loved. Listener, I have more of this to read to you, and I think it's worth hearing. I think it's kind of worth finding yourself caught in that middle ground. Whatever your opinions of him may be, he was nearly a school shooter, and he was a pervert, clearly attracted to minors with his lolicon fetish. Okay, so let's get to his obituary. Aslam Shuaib. Shuaib Shuaibi Aslam was known as a kind and loving person to those who knew him. He used to enjoy things like anime and video games. He loved discussing those things with his friends. He was very close to his friends. He kept in touch with them online. He would often message them about various topics, ranging from discussing anime to asking whether or not they'd like to play online video games with him. He was a member of a Pakistani-American family, and his family still holds him in high regards. He was very open about his depression, and he turned to his family and friends when he began to feel feelings of worthlessness. We all assured him that he was certainly worthy of life. We all thought he was getting better. He was always very open about how he felt, so we thought that was a good sign. We continued to stay very close to him. We had his back 24/7. We always told him that life was worth it, and that suicide was a permanent solution to a temporary problem. We assured him that there was no reason for suicide, but I guess it didn't get through to him. He took his life on March 14th, 2018, much to the dismay of everyone he knew. We still wonder if there's anything else we could have done. We're sorry, Shuaib. We hope that you have at least found eternal peace in your decision to end it all. Maybe in another universe, you're still here, enjoying life to its fullest without any doubt of life's worth. We're sorry that we didn't do enough, Shuabi, and we're still mourning your death to this very day. I hope you can read this, Shuabi. May you rest in peace for eternity. Listener, what do you put the value on fantasy? Shuaib was someone that fantasized about mass murder, hurting kids, other people's kids, and children. He fantasized about abusing children. In life, I would have been disgusted by him, but in his choosing to end his life before he hurt anyone else, I don't know, kind of leaves me feeling a certain way. I'm curious what you think about this, where you stand. I'm sure I'll get some diverse comments on this subject. Now, to end this episode, I want to play a song that was one of his favorites. It was found on his playlist of favorites on YouTube, and it really applies to the subject matter of this episode and matches the theme and feel. I want you to stick around and listen to at least some of it. You can turn it off at any time. The song is Life is Neat by Chad Marco.
And I drank them by the liter. I'm just rhyming, eating rhyming like Naruto, face like judo. Say I'm crazy, what would you know? Sure I did a bit up in Coastal Plain. Doctor hooked me up, gave me pills, said it's for the pain. Got me high as hell, but it's killing my libido. Fuck it, I'm in love with my waifu, so I don't need hoes. Hear my music through the walls, Yamazaki shit. Condiment, Pison Erg, that's my right. AK is melancholy, but that ganja keep me jolly. They can't find me when I'm floating through the sky. Like I'm going through heaven and hell 7 days a week. Got the whole world all to myself, boy, my life is neat. Life is neat, making beats, wanna eat, smoking, sleep. Feeling down, had enough, but that sound picked me up. Life is neat, making beats, wanna eat, smoking, sleep. Feeling down, had enough, but that sound picked me up. Head in the clouds, people telling me to come down. Fuck that, I'ma go to sleep till the sun down. Fuck that, I'ma be a neat, cause it's fun now. Okay, I'ma be a neat, cause it's fun now.
You know, I've been waiting here a whole hour.
This is nuts. What the hell's wrong with you anyway?
Don't worry, it'll be okay. I know how to help you.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.